Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Ngayon po, we have been doing a series called Fast Forward. Nagsimula ito several weeks ago. The title for today's message is Press Forward. Press Forward. When I started learning how to drive, no, exciting yan eh. Ngayon, meron po akong 17-year-old na excited na para makakuha ng student license. So I still remember when I first learned, no, nung unang beses na natuto ako mag-drive, may mga basic rules yan, di ba? Na dapat natatandaan mo or dapat alam natin. And one of those things na tinuro sa akin ng aking ama, who was my driving instructor, was how to let the car function. So one time, nung sumakay na ako sa sasakyan, I switched on the engine and I put the gear on first gear, manually, di ba? First gear. So clutch, accelerator, at pinapraktisan ko na yung pagtimpla. Maya't maya, tinatanggal ko. Sabi ko, uy, bakit hindi umaandar? Bakit wala nangyayari? And the accelerator pedal was already starting to rev up. I was lifting my clutch, pero wala nangyayari. My instructor father wasn't saying anything kasi nabigyan niya na nga yung instruction sa akin. Sabi ko, bakit hindi umaandar? Bakit hindi umaandar? Tapos sabi niya, yung handbrake mo. Yung handbrake ko pala ay nakataas pa rin. Yan. Ngayon yung mga high-tech cars na wala nang handbrake, di ba? Button na lang eh. Pinipindot na lang. Lalong delikado yun kasi minsan makakalimutan mo. So I forgot to check, no? Na dapat pala i-release yung handbrake. Ayun. So it didn't matter if I was pressing the accelerator. It didn't matter na nasa first gear na siya, no? Kahit yung timpla ko, parang it seemed right, pero parang hindi umuusod kasi pala nakabukas pa rin yung handbrake, no? That's the same thing. If it's an automatic vehicle, ganun din ang mangyayari. Kung naka-on yung park brakes natin, even if you put that gear on drive, ay hindi uusad yun. And that's just a reality, you know? Some things can hold us back from moving forward if it is left unchecked. So we need to be sure to check those things na, no, minsan hindi natin naiisipan na i-check so that we can actually start moving forward. And so one of the things that's important to do is to have regular checkups. We need to have regular checkups para siguradong maayos. You know, kung yung po ay sasakyan, dapat yan ay madalas chine-check. Sabi nga nila, every month daw, kung araw-araw mong ginagamit yung sasakyan mo, you need to check your oil. At as much as possible, you can have an oil change, no? Every few months to be sure that the engine is running well. At to be sure that meron actually oil ka. Kasi pag naubos yung oil mo, ay posibleng tumirik yan sa sakyan mo. Nangyari na rin po sa akin yun. Di ba? Things left unchecked. Yung mga bahay na ganun. Sobrang saya ka, sarap ka sa pagmamaneho, nakalimutan mo. I-check yung essentials, no? So once a month, dahil mga smartphones na ngayon, pwede mo nang iset yan as an alarm kung nakakalimutan mo or dun sa mga electronic calendars natin. Check your oil, check your gas, di ba? Check your park brakes, ika nga. Lalo na kung hindi gumagana yung gauges mo. Delikado yan pag hindi na-check. And so, you know, this is what we want to talk about because I believe God wants us to be moving forward in our life, right? He wants us to be moving forward. God created us to live now and in the days to come. Hindi tayo nilingha ng Panginoon para mamuhay doon sa mga nakaraan, right? He didn't create us for that. There are no time machines that we can ride in to go back and live in the past. Yun ay gawa-gawa sa mga pelikula lamang at sa mga story na babasa natin. In reality, we are called to live in the present and move forward in our life. That's God's will. That's God's desire for us. Pero kalungkutan yan, minsan nahihirapan ang ilan sa atin na mamuhay not just now, but even forward and ahead. And so today we want to learn, how do we do that? Now, how can I actually press forward and live a life that's in a forward motion? No, hindi stagnant, hindi parang walang nangyayari sa buhay for whatever reason, but we are moving forward. Ayan na po ang maganda kong asawa reminding me of my liquid. Salamat po. And so that's what we want to talk about today. So, pupunta po tayo sa bagong tipan. There's a guy by the name of Paul, si Pablo po, that talks about this. He shares this sa mga believers sa Church of Philippi. And he writes this letter, no, para sa kanila. This is in Philippians chapter 3, simula sa verse 3. Sabi dito ni Pablo, "For we have already experienced heart circumcision, and we worship God in the power and freedom of the Holy Spirit, not in laws and religious duties. We are those who boast in what Jesus Christ has done and not in what we can accomplish in our own strength. It's true that I once relied on all that I had become. I had a reason to boast and impress people with my accomplishments more than others, for my pedigree was impeccable." So, sinasabi ni Pablo dito, grabe, alam mo, napakagaling ko talaga na isang tao. And there were some things that I were thinking that was good enough, pero I realized, sandali, meron mga bagay na kailangan baguhin pala. He continues on, verse 5, "I was born a true Hebrew of the heritage of Israel as the son of a Jewish man from the tribe of Benjamin. I was circumcised 8 days after my birth and was raised in the strict tradition of Orthodox Judaism, living a separated and devout life as a Pharisee. And concerning the righteousness of the Torah," the Torah is the Jewish Bible, you know, the Jewish scriptures, "I was without a peer. Furthermore, as a fiery defender of the truth, I persecuted the messianic believers with religious zeal." So, siya po yung nagpa-persecute sa mga Christians. After Jesus ascended into heaven, si Pablo, that's what he was doing. So, sinasabi niya dito, ito yung background ko. Ito yung mga pinanggalingan ko. This is who I was. And you say, was, bakit? Ano ba nangyari sa kanya? Well, he had an encounter that would change his life. Sabi niya sa verse 7, "Yet all of the accomplishments that I once took credit for, I've now forsaken them." Grabe, iniwan niya lahat yun, yung mga credentials niya, yung mga bagay na binanggit niya. He said, "I've turned my back on those things and I regard it all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord." So may kaganapan nangyari sa buhay niya that caused Paul to turn away from all those things. Sabihin natin parang may masama ba dun sa mga bagay na yon. If we listen to it, parang wala naman. Siguro yung persecuting the Christians, yun. Medyo masama yun. Pero what about all those other things na pinaniwalaan niya, pinaghawakan niya? Sabi niya dito, "It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace Him as Lord in all of His greatness." So, dun sa buhay ni Pablo, he was moving forward in what he thought was the right direction dahil sa encounter niya with Jesus, a supernatural encounter. He encounters Jesus on the road, on his journey. He ends up getting blind. At sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, "Paul, you're persecuting me. Paul, mali yung direction ng buhay mo. Paul, hindi tama yung mga ginagawa mo." And so, because of this encounter, nagkaroon siya ng 180 degree turn. His life turns around. And he realizes yung mga bagay na ginagawa niya, pinapaghawakan niya, pinapaniwalaan niya, ay mali. After this encounter with Jesus, he turns, he changes his life, and starts pursuing Jesus Christ. Ano nangyari? Chinek siya ni Jesus, the Holy Spirit, no? Did a checkup on him. At buti nilang, Paul followed him. So ano na yung ginawa ni Paul gayon? What happened after this encounter? He continues on. So verse 9, sabi niya, my passion is to be consumed with him and not cling to my own righteousness based in keeping the written law. My only righteousness will be his based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. The very righteousness that comes from God. So again, initially sabi niya, I was doing things on my own way, but now yung kabanalan ng Panginoong Jesus nakikita ko ay sapat na. He was trying to work out, trying to get his own salvation and try to build up his own righteousness. And he realized that Jesus' righteousness was sufficient. And I continue to long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. So, nagbago na yung kanyang pananaw. Nagbago na. Pero, papatuloy pa rin siya. He continues on. Sabi niya sa verse 12, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own. Sa kabila ng mga lahat ng alam niya patungkol sa Jewish law, sa kabila ng encounter niya patungkol kay Jesus at lang mga na-accomplish niya, sabi niya, wala pa rin ako doon. Hindi pa rin ako nakakarating sa aking paroroonan. You know, I'm not there yet. I'm still on this journey. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Again, regular checkups are important to keep moving forward, pero hindi lang for the purpose of moving forward, the purpose of moving forward in the right direction. Ayaw lang po natin na umuusad ang ating buhay. Kasi pwede pong umuusad ang ating buhay, pwede pong mag-progress ang ating mga buhay, pero posible sa maling paraan. Paul's life was progressing, it was moving forward. And in his mind, sa kasarili niyang pananaw, tama yung ginagawa niya. Maayos yung ginagawa niya. Walang masama sa ginagawa niya. Persecuting Christians, being a devout, orthodox, no, Judaizer, sa tingin niya, tama lahat yung ginagawa niya. But the encounter with Jesus Christ interrupts his direction. And he realizes, sandali, mali pala. Mali pala. Naranasan niyo na ba yun? Naranasan niyo na yun? You were going in one direction. You know, we started with a story of a car. Ipagpatuloy natin yun, di ba? You're in a destination. Ngayon, bakasyon. Summer, supposed to be, pero tag-ulan sa Pilipinas. Pero bakasyon. And, di ba, ilan sa atin, pwede na, malaya na, maglakbay, bumiyahe. If you have your own car, kung may sarili kang motor, di ba, masaya, malaya ka, meron kang mga mapupuntahan. O di kaya naman, bisikleta, ayan, usong-usong ngayon yan, si Pastor Sam, avid cyclist ngayon. At ilan dito sa church, no? Pumatok ngayon yan, itong past year ng pandemic, no? You're going a particular direction, pero na-realize mo, after several kilometers, sandali, mali pala. Mali pala. You have a choice. Ipagpatuloy yung direction mo or tumigil ka and reroute. So you can have, di ba, you can correct your direction and ultimately reach your destination. And here, Paul does exactly that. Mari po ilan sa atin, naroon ngayon. No, feeling natin, no, parang hindi umuusad yung buhay ko. Feeling ko parang walang kalutay-lutay yung buhay ko. Trabaho ko, relationships ko, pamilya ko. Parang, ano na mangyayari? So, what do we need to do? You have a choice. You can insist, no, na manatili dyan sa direksyon ng buhay mo. Or, like Paul, posible mong ma-encounter si Jesus to seek God and to find out, Lord, ano ba? and then to make a course correction sa iyong buhay. So today we want to talk about four things we need to keep in check so that we can be sure we are moving forward. Apat na mga bagay. Based dito po sa ating binasa. Una-una, we need to check our perspective. Check your perspective. We need to be willing to change our mind. No, sabi ni Paul dun sa verse 7, yet all of the accomplishments that I once took for credit for, I have now forsaken. Tinalikuran niya na, iniwan niya na. Bakit? Dahil na-realize niya, mali pala yung mga bagay na yon. Ang hirap siguro yun, ano? Kasi buong buhay mo, kala mo tama yung pananaw mo. Buong buhay mo, kala mo tama yung direction mo, yung pinaniniwalaan mo. Then all of a sudden, you realize, kasi si Paul naman, he really wants to follow God. And so when God, through Jesus, encounters him and tells him, sandali, Paul, mali. Diba, I honor your passion. No, I love your vigor, your desire for life, and your pursuit, pero mali. Mali yung pananaw mo. Mali yung pinagtitiwalaan mo. Tayo po ba? Willing po ba tayo tanggapin yon? Siguro yung pinakamahirap, di ba? Pag meron kang bagay na pinaghahawakan yung pananaw mo, ayaw natin na ikonokorekt, di ba? Kasi pag sabi sa'yo, hindi, mali yan sinasabi mo. Mali yung pananaw mo. Ang sakit, di ba? Pag sinabi sa'yo, mali ka. Tarandaan nyo ba yon? Pag sa school, ayan. Siguro ngayon, wala masyado. Pero di ba sa classroom, tapos panahon ng recitation, magtatanong yung teacher, no? Lalo na pag sa mga college, yung philosophy class, logic. Yung professor ko nun sa university, binabalasa yung ano eh, yung card. So lahat kami, mga estudyante, first year freshman, kinakabahan. Kasi hindi mo alam kung tatawagin ka. Eh mga philosophy professors pa naman, di ba? Pilosopo. Di ba? So, tatanungin ka, yung philosophy teacher namin, tatanungin ka, tapos pag alanganin yung sagot mo, tititig lang sa'yo. Tapos sasabihin niya, oh my, I think I'm getting a heart attack. Parang di, anong feeling mo, freshman ka, parang hiyang-hiya ka, parang walang kwenta naman yung sagot ko. It hurts when our answer is wrong, di ba? And we realize, sandali, mali yung sinabi ko. Sa mag-asawa, di ba? Minsan, may sasabihin ka, may gagawin ka, tapos sasabihin ng asawa, mali yan, hindi yan tama, and you will insist, kahit alam mo na mali, kasi yung ego natin eh, di ba? Ayaw natin masaktan. So even though we already know, it's hard to admit that. Pero napaka-importante po ito, kasi if we will not be humble enough to admit our mistakes and to realize that we are wrong, hindi po magbabago ang direksyon ng buhay natin. We can still be moving forward, pero it might be wrong. Forward in the wrong direction. If we want to move in the right direction, we have to be willing to change our mind. Kung meron mga bagay tayo ma-realize na mali, no? Unang-una sa ating pagsunod sa Panginoon Diyos, sa ating patitungo sa isa't isa, we have to say, okay, sige, di ba? Swallow our pride, lunukin natin yung ego, yung sakit na yun, and admit our mistake. The moment we do that, then we can begin to correct our wrong understanding and move in the right direction. Hanggang hindi po natin tinatanggap yun. Hanggang wala tong desire na bumaba. Sabi nga rin, sa high horse natin, di ba? Natanggapin, magpakumbaba at realize our mistake, our wrong perspective, it will not begin. Second, we need to check our baggage. Ayan, makakatulong si Elsa dito. Sabi niya, let it go! Di ba? Hindi ko nakakantahin. Gas-gas na yung kanta na yan. Di ba? Pero we need to check our baggage. Ano ba yung nariyan? Sabi ni Paul, to truly know Him meant letting go of everything from my past and throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. Grabe. Minsan, okay, tanggap ko na mali, pero siguro hindi naman lahat. Paghahawakan ko pa rin. Yan. Sino po ba dito sa ating mga hoarders? Ayan. Ayun, mga hoarder, yung lahat ng bagay, kinikip, yung resibos dito, dyan, doon, mga walang kwentang bagay, hindi kasi baka hanapin eh. Diba? Kahit yung resibo, faded na, hindi mo na nga mabasa. Bakit meron ka pa nito? Diba? Para saan pa yun? Hindi mo na lang kunin ng picture o pag kinuha mo ng picture, digitized na, high-tech tang. Pwede ba tapon yan? Hindi, hindi. Ano kasi importante? Original. Wala ka nang mabasa eh. Diba mga hoarders? Diba? Resibo nito, resibo noon. Tapos, magnaglilinis ang bahay, biglang mga lumilitaw kung ano-ano. No? Kung ano-ano. Bakit may mga ganito? No? Wrapper ng ganitong regalo. Bakit may wrapper na ganito? Gagamitin mo ba ito? Hindi kasi gusto ko lang memory yun yung nagbigay sa akin nung grade 6 pa ako. Ano? Grade 6 ba? Ano yun? Parang hoarders, di ba? We just keep everything na yung talagang basura na. Basura na dapat tinatapon na, nandyan pa rin. Nandyan pa rin. Sabi ni Pablo, baka dapat itapon na natin yung mga bagay na yun. Ano yung mga bagay sa buhay natin? Things that hold us back from moving forward that we need to discard. Para kay Pablo, yun yung maling pananaw. Yung mga pinag-ahawakan niya, nakala niya tama. It's possible that there were experiences related dun sa mga bagay na yun na posibleng magandang experience, di ba? Yung mga natutunan niya, naranasan niya, pero ngayon mali eh. Mali na, and he needs to let go of those things. And for us, ano ba yun? Wrong thinking. Sabi nga natin, di ba? Wrong thinking, we need to discard. Ano pa ba? Di ba? There may be hurts na meron tayo. Ayan, sino ditong meron pa rin hurts na gustong-gustong inaalagaan? That is preventing us from moving forward. Diba? Alam mo kung sino nang dinidilaan yung mga sugat? Yung mga aso lang yun eh. Diba? Kung tao ka, hindi mo dapat dinidilaan yung sugat mo kasi mai-infect. Yun ang sabi ng doktor. Pag nasugatan ka, diba? Linisin mo. I-disinfect mo. Diba? Kung walang sabon, huwag mo dilaan! Kasi may bacteria daw yung dila, yung germs, yung saliva natin. Pero with our past hurts, that's what we do, di ba? No? Gustong-gusto natin balik-balikan yung iba sa atin. And so hindi tayo makamove forward kasi grabe, ang sakit yung nangyari sa akin. Babalik na naman, iiyak ka na naman. Kailan ba nangyari yun? 10 years ago. No? Nung bata pa ako, hanggang ngayon, andun. And you're holding on to that hurt, siguro kasi gusto mo lang umiyak. May mga ibang tao gusto lang umiyak. Kasi yung feeling na kawawa sila nung time na yon. That's gonna prevent you from moving forward. It might be failures. Wow, sino bang walang failure dito? Lahat yata tayo may ganun. No? I mean, I have my own set of failures. And for a season, hirap talaga ako kasi meron mga no, naging cause ng insecurity ko yun sa buhay ko. May mga failures akong naganap sa buhay ko. And I kept thinking to myself, nako, hindi ko nakakayanin. No, lahat na lang ng panibagong endeavors, iniisip ko, kaagad, nako, baka bumagsak ako kagaya nung yari noon. Baka mag-fail na naman ako kagaya noon. Pero as soon as I actually endeavor to do it, I realize, oy, hindi naman pala. So, unti-unting binitawan. Di ba yung mga, alam mo, para ma-overcome yung failures mo, celebrate your wins. Kahit maiksi lang siya, kahit konti lang, kahit small things, i-celebrate mo. Di ba? Yung isang pastor po natin, karatapos pa lang niyang 1 year no, sa medicine. Yan, si Pastor Abel. Congratulations. Bumabawi sa tulog ngayon yun. Pero, you know, what are those wins that we want to celebrate? You went through an online school for 1 year. Hoy, celebrate mo yan. Nagtagumpay ka, kahit hindi 1 year, di ba? 1 semester, no, nagtagumpay ka 1 linggo in your new job. Celebrate that. Celebrate that. No? And ultimately, as you celebrate that, you realize, oy, meron pala akong nagagawang mabuti, maganda, maayos. And eventually, those failures will be erased. Is there a sin na hindi mo pa rin na-overcome? You need to let go of that sin, kapatid. Diba? May kasalanan na hindi mo pa sinasettle sa Panginoon. You know, a lot of time, sin is what prevents us from experiencing the joy that God wants for us, the freedom na nais siyang ano, maranasan natin. Pero if we have not confessed that sin, if we are still holding on or hiding, thinking no one knows about it. It's preventing us from experiencing the full joy that God wants for us to experience. Kapatid, confess it to the Lord. Are we holding on to negative thoughts? Holding on to bad attitudes and bad habits? Let it go. Let it go. Let go of all these things that are preventing you from moving forward in God's direction. How do you know what things to let go of? Basahin natin. No, salita ng Panginoon. The Lord instructs us. Paul says, you know, think about things that are honorable, praiseworthy, no? Admirable, things that will honor God. Dwell on those things. Kung meron mga bagay na hindi ka aya-aya sa Panginoon, it's probably something we need to let go of. And we probably should. Third, check your motivation. Check your motivation. We need to pursue the right things. Ano ba yung motive mo sa kabila nung pag-pursue mo, nung direksyon ng buhay mo? Hindi, I'm doing all of these things to accumulate wealth. I'm doing all these things para maging sikat ako. I'm doing all these things alang-alang sa pamilya ko. All those things, yep, okay, they're good. They're not necessarily wrong in itself. Pero kung yun ang magiging priority ng buhay natin, we might get disappointed in the end. Huh? Because when we get to heaven, what are we going to do with all of the wealth? Kung hindi tayo nagiging generous towards others, di ba narinig natin yun? Sinabi kanina ni Pastor Levy. It's okay to be rich, it's okay to be wealthy, but we need to know why God has blessed us with all of that wealth. It is to reflect, as Christians, the generosity of our God to others as well. Ito yung alam ng mga generous people eh. If you, yun nga sabi yung principle kanina, di ba? The more you give, the more enriched your life would be. And yung enrichment na yun, not necessarily with material things. Pero we also see that in scriptures, di ba? Those who are faithful with little will be entrusted with more. So it's possible na minsan sa sobrang pag-strive natin, hirap na tayo kasi it's self-centered. Our motives are selfish and not God-honoring. Our motives are for us and not for the honor of God. Sabi ni Paul, my passion is to be consumed with Him. He tells us in verse 9, and not cling to my own righteousness based in keeping the written law. Iniisip niya kasi, yung motive niya, lahat to gagawin ko to prove, see, tila mo, I'm the best Jew, I'm the best Hebrew, I'm the best Pharisee. Lahat yung ginagawa ko to prove to you guys, see? Huh? Pero na-realize siya, lahat pala yung basura. He thought he was honoring God and he realized it was really for me. So nung na-realize yun, Lord, grabe, lahat yun walang kwenta. Because ultimately, kung hindi ikaw, ang nakikita sa buhay ko, baliwala. So I'm gonna trust in your righteousness dahil sapat na yun para sa buhay ko. Nawala ba yung passion, yung zeal ni Paul? Nandun pa rin. Pero naging tama na yung direksyon ng buhay niya. Yung passion niya was now to help people. No. Uy, sapat na yung ginawa ni Jesus. Yung efforts mo, walang kwenta yan para sa Diyos. Pero kung magtitiwala kay Jesus, God will receive you. And you can enjoy life in freedom, loving Him, yung righteousness niya. No, as you live out Jesus' righteousness in your life, yun ay sapat na. Di mo na kailangan dagdagan pa. So his motive was now correct. He still had the same zeal, no? Nagtuloy pa rin yung personality na nandun, and he moved forward with all these things. Paul pursued the wrong things in life. Self-righteousness. Pati yung pagpapersecute niya sa mga Kristiyano, no? It was wrong motives. And he realized, grabe, love pala yung core, yung importante dito. Pag-ibig ng Diyos at ng Panginoon. And finally, number four, we need to check our direction. Check our direction. We need to stay future-focused. You know, kagandahan kay Paul eh. No, sabi niya, hindi ako mananatiling paghahawakan yung mga accomplishments ko sa nakaraan. See, posibleng in-applaud siya eh. Posibleng tinitingala siya na marami mga ibang Hebrews, mga ibang Pharisees. Kasi grabe yan, si Paul, oh, antindi niyan. He knows the law. At hindi lang niya memoryado, pinapamuhay pa yan. Tinan mo nga kung paano katindi siya mag-obey sa law, di ba? Nira-round up niya yung mga taong hindi kaaya-aya or speaking against the law, against the Torah, and he's sending them to prison. Grabe katindi itong si Pablo na to. Pero he realized hindi pala ganun. He may have received pats on the back, applauses, pero now, na-realize siya, hindi pala. Jesus is all that is sufficient in my life. In fact, sinabi niya nga yun eh. Sabi niya, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ now who lives in me. So I consider everything a loss compared to Jesus Christ. Mawala man ang lahat basta hindi si Kristo sa buhay ko. Wow! That was a 180, a turnaround with all of the things. I don't depend on my own strength, sabi niya. So verse 13. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past and I fasten. I love that word. No, I fasten my heart to the future. And he continues on. He says, I press on, sa ibang translation. I press on toward the mark, towards Jesus Christ. We need to learn future-focused. Si Jesus ang tumawag sa atin. Even if you're not a Christian, alam mo, may pangako ang Panginoon para sa iyo. May layunin ang Diyos para sa iyo. And it is not to harm you, it is to give you a hope and an awesome future. Mas maganda yung plano ng Panginoon para sa buhay mo kesa yung pinaplano mo para sa sarili mo. And if you would take time to find what that is, kapatid, mas magiging maganda pa yung direksyon at pagtagpo ng buhay mo ngayon. Instead of moving in a direction that you created yourself, na posibleng mali, you can keep moving forward with the same passion, with the same vigor, but in the right direction. In the right direction. At para mangyari yun, you need to have a regular checkup. I-check up natin, o i-check natin yung perspective natin, yung motives natin, o i-check natin yung direction natin, i-check natin ano ba yung mga bagahe na meron tayo dyan na hindi naman dapat pala. It's excess baggage, not the right kind of baggage. If there's a baggage na dadalhin po natin, isa lang yun. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit gives life. He gives life. He will not weigh us down. Aside from the Holy Spirit, everything else, no, will weigh us down, will hold us back, will prevent us from experiencing all of God. And so let's trust in Him today. Regular checkups are important. Not just to keep moving forward, but to move forward in the right direction. Can you imagine what it would be like if we actually start to do this? Ano kaya mangyayari, no? Some of us actually need to do that right now. We need to check our motives. We need to check our direction. Am I past focused or am I future focused? No? Hindi dapat nakatingin sa likod. Pag nagda-drive ka, dapat daw nakatingin sa harap para hindi ma-aksidente. And move in that direction. Kasi doon tayo patungo eh. Towards Jesus, heavenward in Christ. Jesus needs to be our focus. What do you need to check in your life today? Sa relationships mo. Sa trabaho mo. What are your motives? Kung bakit ginagawa mo yung mga ginagawa mo ngayon? Yung pag-overtime. No? You're missing out on the relationships in your family. You're missing out in church. What's your motive? Bakit walang saya ang buhay mo? What's missing? Maybe there's sin. Maybe there are things you're holding on to. Kasi nga, the Spirit gives life. There is freedom in the Spirit. We need to check these things. At tanggapin natin, pag kinorek tayo ng Panginoong Diyos through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, tanggapin natin. Because God only wants us to live fully and abundantly.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.